Now listen to another example.
Here's a conversation. A friend comes by my hut early in the morning. He's going on a trip. Now, he could talk and call to me, or he may whistle. If he whistled, it would go something like this. Hey, you, George. I heard my name in the whistle, so I answer back, whistling. What do you want? Let's go, he says. And I say to him, where are you going, friend? He says to me, I'm going to Tenango. It's a village 5 hours down the trail. So I say to him, when'll you be back? Oh, maybe tomorrow, he says. So I say to him, okay, have a good trip then, meaning I'm not going to go. And then as he goes off, he whistles, okay, we'll probably talk again then someday, which is their way of saying farewell. Now I'll go back through it, and this time I'll talk it as well as whistle it, and you will see what's going on in the whistle. Hilai cha Jorge. Hey, you, George. I answer back. Manny. What do you want? He says to me. Tiandari. Let's go. I say to him. Nyati min dari. Where are you going, friend? He says to me. Tenango, Tifinia. I'm going to Tenango, the village 5 hours down the trail. So I say to him, Hochon kwa'ai, when'll you be back? Nganjaulanga kwa'ai, oh, maybe tomorrow, he says. So I say to him, Ilalandai, ni, have a good trip then, meaning I'm not going to go. And then as he goes off, he says, Tashdalanga, we'll probably talk again then someday, which is their way of saying farewell.